Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Morvi Moresi Sheyichu, the Nishmas, Maras Nesir Basrub Shmuel, Maschana Basrub Tchiona, Maras Altachana Basrub Meir Zeb. Avi Gemara famously says in Bava Mitzia, Yeyush Shalom Midas, Abai Yomer Loave Yeyush, if somebody despairs of finding his lost object, but he doesn't yet know that he had lost this object, but if he would know, he would despair. He doesn't practically have the despair, but if he would know, if he would find that, then he would. It's called Yeyush, despair, Shalomidas, without knowing. Abai Amar Lo V'Yeyush, Abai says it doesn't count, and therefore the person who finds the object can't keep it. And Rabbi says it is Yeyush. So Kli Pligi, the Gemara says, B'dav Rishem Bo Simen. Abai says, Lo V'Yeyush, why not? T'halo Yada D'Nafal Mineh. He didn't know that it fell from Rav Amar, it is Yeyush, why? T'chi Yada D'Nafal Mineh Miyayish, Me'mar Mesim Neles L'Begavah Me'hashtud Miyayish. When it falls from him, he's going to have Yeyush. He's going to say that I don't have a simen in this object, I don't have any sign that it's mine, so therefore it's considered that mehashtu demiyash, as if he is already the siyayish from now. Machlokas Abayin Rava is not merely about Yeyush, because the Gemara shtels tzu, as they say in Poland. The Gemara compares later in the sugya this inyan of not knowing, is it considered, if you would later have das, is it considered as if you already had das, to the sugya about freshest truma, where you didn't know at the time there were mafres truma for you, and to hechsher tuma, when something becomes wet, and that's machsher lekabel tuma. So you see from the fact that it's not limited to lost objects that it's machlokas b'chol makom, that we require ratzon mesuyim. Do we require ratzon b'foal? Do we require actual ratzon, practical ratzon, actualized ratzon, or is it enough to have ratzon b'koach? However, we have to understand, because Bechama Makom was frecked, Marino Agoin, Rabbi Abba Berman Zechat Tzadik Livracha, in his Shirei Yona Talmud, a sefer that's Chovi V'lai Adla Achas, like they say. I love the sefer, and I love sharing it with others. So he asks, Bechama Makomos, we find that it's enough to have Omden Das, it's enough to have an umdina shehu rotze. It's enough to have an umdina, an assumption that the guy wants. In other words, ratzon b'koach, not a ratzon b'foal, not an actualized ratzon, but a potential ratzon. Kamo gabi zaken l'adam shalei b'fanav, that it's enough to have an umdin das shehu rotze b'kach v'schus hilo. So if you have a zaken l'adam case, it's enough that you just assess that the guy would want it. That's considered ratzon, if you know that it's a schus for the person. In Mimele, you don't need his das b'foal, just his das b'koach. And therefore, it's enough that afterwards he is megala das, that he wants the zechiya l'mafreya, also a ketana. Sh'niskatcha shlo l'das aviha, it's mevor in the Ran on the Rif, kedushin daf memdalet amud beis, dibra maschav gusha shetchu. That if, when the father hears about it afterwards, he's misratze, he's desirous of the Kiddushin Archal, the Mafreya, because since the father was misratze, Goliadaite, the Schushulo, so he was Megale, that for him, in his mind, marrying his daughter off to this man is a Schus, and it is effective, Mishaz HaKiddushin. This is in contrast to the sheet of the Rashba there, Dibra Maschilit, Maravish, and Iskashla Dasavir, the Kiddushin Archal, only mikanu lahaba mishas ritzuyav. The Ran holds no, that it's chalim afreya. And there's only das because there's only an umdina that if the father would know from the kiddushin, he would be misras. In other words, tzratzin b'koach. Nevertheless, it's gevaldik. It's mahani l'kiddushin mazel tov. They're married. So says Rabbeinu Abba that there are really two in yonei ratzon. It's really a not the biggest shocker that they're going to be two in Yane Ratzon, because if you're enough of a brisker, there's two of almost everything, except one God. Brisk believes there's only one God. But a lot of other dinim are two dinim. So there are two in Yanim of Ratzon, and this is where Riyabu calls them. One is a Cheftza Shel Ratzon, that in order to create some sort of Chalos, you need a Cheftza of Ratzon. You need a substantial Ratzon. And then there's a din of Ratzon mitzad the Gavra. In other words, not to create a chalos, that we're done if this is his ratzon, if he's in favor, or he's against it, and it's bal karcho. So there's cheftzav ratzon and there's ratzon mitzad hagavra. Cheftzav ratzon is a more substantial ratzon. Ratzon mitzad hagavra is you assess the guy and you say, does he have ratzon or doesn't he have ratzon? So when we're done, odos the gavras, everybody agrees that umdanan anistas is enough. Because we know that the gavra is in favor of this and it's not bal korcha. You basically have to assure that this wouldn't be against his will, as long as you can assess that this is what he wants. Then you can go ahead and do it. And even when he has ratzon b'fo'al, that's just a gilui that he's in favor and it's not bal korcha. So there you don't need a cheftza, you don't need a substantial ratzon. A ratzon with substance for yourself, the problem of whether you have to say substantial or substantive. So the ikkar is that you know that he's in favor. You don't need the actual ratzon. Rather, you need to know that he's in favor and he's not against. But it's not the ratzon mamish that's poel. It's not that the ratzon is creating a chalos. It's not that you need a substantive ratzon. You just need to know that he's in favor. The very fact, so if he has a substantive ratzon, and he says, oh, I really want this, so that's just a gilui that he wants it. So it's not the etzem ratzon that matters, but it's not the revelation, the ratzon before all that matters, but rather just the fact that he is in favor. And the practical ratzon that you see is a gilui that he wants this. So in such a case, an umda is enough. Because that's really all you need. You know that he's in favor. So if you have an umda, he doesn't have to practically be in favor. He doesn't have to practically show us he's in favor. We just have to know that if he would find out, he'd be in favor. Practically speaking, he doesn't have to tell us that he's in favor. He doesn't need a ratzon mamish. We just need to know that if he would find out, this would be his will. That this is what he wants. This is what he's in favor of. So that's all when we're talking about ratzon mitzad hagavra. We talk about ratzon b'fo'al. When we talk about, a cheftzav ratzon. So there you have the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Where it's the actual ratzon that you need, not just the knowledge that he would be in favor, but you need the actual ratzon. There is ratzon b'koach enough, or do you need ratzon b'fo'al? And therefore it's very good that we have the din of zaken ladam shalei b'fanav, because we assess that this is what the person wants. You don't need the ratzon hakon al hol l'chalos hakinyan, because who's making the chalos hakinyan? The chalos hakinyan, according to many achron, we had a shiur on this actually recently, the Siyata Dishmaya, is done by the makneh. If you have das makneh, so the das makneh is enough that as long as the koneh would want it, you know that he would want it, you don't have to actually have his das. So the makneh, the seller is makneh this item to the koneh, and that's enough for us, for the koneh to be zocha, as long as you would know that this is what the zocha wants. This is what the person wants. So this is a din in the gavra that it should be l'ritzono. It can't be ein adam zocha ba'al korcho. But the moment you know that it's not ba'al korcho, this is what he would want. Mimela, to create the chalos kinyan, all you need is the das of the makaneh, v'zeh maspik lanu. So therefore, an umdin is enough. Kulei alma, ratzon hagavra, mahani umdina. And also the gabei kiddushin. That the ran is l'shitaso nedarim, that kiddusha isha, she just needs to be mevatel, her das, and her ratzon, as in daflam, a famous ran quoted thousands of times. And she's mashvei atzimaitza abal kedvar hefker. In other words, her das isn't effective for the chalos kiddushin. You just need that it shouldn't be Baal Korcha. So therefore, an umdina of dasa of is enough, because by ketana, dasa of is b'mkom dasa isha, because she's only ketana. So therefore, dasa of is enough that you know that he would be in favor. You don't need his actual das to create the chalos kinyan. That's done by the Baal. And the Rashba gevaldikli holds, lefi what we're saying, that it's not moel l'mafreya. Remember we quoted the Rashba earlier, because he holds the das isha is poel inyan chalos kinyan. So therefore you need real das. And umdana doesn't help. As Rabbeinu explained in his shiur at the beginning of Sechus Kedushin, Mashenken the Gabe Yehush, where you need a cheftz of ratzon in order to be effective, Linyan Heter HaTorah Shechal HaYidei Yehush, there Do we have a machlekes between Abaye and Ruve if Ratzon Bekoach is considered a Chefter of Ratzon? Rabba holds that Ratzon Bekoach is also considered a Chefter of Ratzon, because he's going to have Ratzon in the end. So this Ratzon Bekoach, it is a potential Ratzon, but you know in the end that this Ratzon is going to happen. So potential Ratzon is a substantive enough Ratzon to make the Yeyush be effective. And Abaye says, no, you need a Ratzon before in order to make the Yeyush be effective. Now later on, Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, Tashma, Ketzer Amar Atom Shlomidas, Truma So Truma. So how does it work that if you're Torim Shlomidas, the Truma is a Truma? So if you're already the Toch Stei Chaver Zak the Gemara, Likate V'Torim Shlom Rishus, Aresha Bala Bala Bais, Amatzom, Alo Kalech Etzel Yofis, Ibn Tzu Yofis, Man Truma So Truma, Tzu Yofis, Man Truma So Truma, Mai Ibn Tarm Alo Yoda. So says the Gemara, how does it work that you're Torim Shlomidas Chavero? You go into your friend's field, and your Torim Shalom Rishus. And then the Bala Bais comes, he finally says to you, why don't you go to get the nicer stuff? As if there is nicer stuff. So he meant it. So Truma So Truma. Frak the Gemara a little bit weiter, that if there's nicer stuff, why is Truma So Truma? Be'idna de Taram. Halo Yoda, halo Yoda. He didn't know. He didn't know. He didn't have Das B'Shas Ma'isaf Rosh So Truma. So this L'chor Shver, based on what we explained, that when the question is only in the Gavra, if he wants or doesn't want, L'kuli Alma Mor Lumdina. So here the Gavi Shliach, Harei HaMafresh Shum, Osa HaFresha, Hu HaShliach, and the Shailas in the Gavra HaMishaleach, is only if he wants it or doesn't want it. We don't need his Das for the Chalos. All we need to know is that he's not opposed. So since you don't need a Chavetz of Ratzon here, all you need is Das HaMishaleach, that he's not opposed, so the Kuli Alma Mahani Umdina. Umdina should work. It's like a Ketanash and his Kach Shalom Das Avi, and in the end the father wants it. Like every Schus, this is Schus for him. It's Ma'a Bayal. Why was the Gemara B'chlal asking over here? That Dai B'Shas Fresh Yisitrum, he didn't know. Here in Umdina is enough. It's a din in the Gavra. You need the Ratzon Mitzah the Gavra, which means that in Umdina is enough. You don't need substantive Ratzon, you just need to know that he's not opposed. So it would appear that Pshat is like this, that a Fresh Shum is different, that even though the Osa is a Shliach, nevertheless, you need Das Bailim for the Etzem Chalos. Don't think you don't need Das Bailim the Etzem Chalos like we thought in the Kasha. You do need Das Bailim the Etzem Chalos, because only Bailim have the Koach to make Truma. And in Mele, you need his Das for the Etzem Chalos. Since you need his Das for the Chalos, you need a Cheftz of Ratzon. For Abaye, the Umdina is not enough. And that's the Biur and the Shach that hopefully we'll get to in a future Shir and Simon Shin and Chesif Kot Nalef and Yina Fresh is true. You need Yidia Mamish. Hashem came Zachalim Shalot Bufonov. There, Das Acheretz Makne is enough. There, the Chalos is done by the Makne. You don't need a Cheft of Ratzon, and it's enough that you have an Umdina that the person would want it. And also the same by Kedusha Isha, as long as there's no opposition inside the father. The Maspik Lano, and the Meila, it's Chal, the Kiddushin, the Mafrei, Lefi, the Ran. And now we can also explain the Sugya later on, in the Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Toshma Odewa Talalein B'Samach Reza B'Chi Yutan, right, in order for the Paris to be Mukhsharim L'Kabal Tumah, so the person has to have a Ratzon. So if the dew is still on them and the person's happy, it's B'Chi Yutan. It's considered that the water was placed as machshir lekabel tumah because he wanted it. But if it was dried up, even though he's happy that it was wet, it's not b'chiyut. Why, says the Gemara? Because we don't say, kem negloim vilsa dahashta nicha le'mekar namelicha. We don't say that now is nicha, so it's also nicha before. So it's machshir, the kash of the Gemara is only according to Rabba. Rabba holds Yer Shalom Midas is in Yeyush. Yer Shalom Midas is Yeyush. So in other words, even if you don't know, as long as afterwards, when you find out you'll want it, it's considered that you already wanted it earlier. So why then here do we say that if you found out afterwards that it was wet, even though it's no longer wet, it's no good? Why? Just like Yeyush Shalom Midas is considered Yeyush, so too, Hechshel Shalom Midas should also be considered Hechshel Kabel Tumah. According to Abaye, Well, that it's lo'av yeush, the Gemara seems to be satisfied. Say, just like it's not yeush shalom midas, it's also not hechsher shalom midas. But based on what we explained, that the shadows in the gavra, whether he wants it or not, whether nichale or not, Abaye would agree that an umdara should help. So lechor, it's also shver according to Abaye. Why shouldn't it be das the mafreya here? The umdana should be enough, because you don't need a cheft of ruts in here. You just need not to be opposed. But you see from this gemara, therefore, that the nichusa, this ratzon for the hechsher, the kabel tuma, is not a tnai in the hechsher. That the etzem is mukshar without it, there's just a tnai that you can't, shouldn't be opposed. No, it's chelik, it's part and parcel of the hechsher. That the nichusa, this person's ratzon, is mola, that there should be a chalos hechsher, and therefore you need a cheft of ratzon. And it's only a kasha according to Abaye, according to Rav, and not according to Abaye. But according to Abaye, you need a cheft of ratzon in order to be machshir lekabel tumah, and mela, if you didn't have it at the time, it's no good. But according to Rava, that yeush, that das bekoch is enough, it's considered a cheft of ratzon. So why here is it not considered hechsher lekabel tumah? So just like we explained by yeush, just like we explained by the hafratzis truma, that yitaka need the das bailim. Okay. So, sweet friends, obviously this is a sugya. I think it was, I forget who it was, I think maybe Rav Beinish Finkel, one of the Mir Rosh Yeshivas, I believe he said he has waiting for the Olam HaEmes, 271 Shtikl Torahs that he has, that he's heard over the years, and thought of on Yehi Shalom Midas, something, you know, some astronomical number like that. So, if all of us can add this one to our arsenal, for the Olam Shekulo Tov, okay? We shouldn't get there for a long time, we should be zochet to stay here and do a lot of mitzvahs. And learn Torah, b'simcha, b'ahava, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.